Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
New pressure on the Trump administration to take action after a new report shows inflation on the rise. The president campaigned heavily on his promise to lower prices the day he took office.
Starting on day one, we will end inflation.
We will end inflation and we will make America affordable again.
But just 3 weeks into his term, a government report shows inflation climbed to 3% in January, higher than economists' expectations. President Trump blamed his predecessor, writing Biden inflation up.
I have to cut back. I cut back on a lot of stuff.
Americans are now paying more for food, energy, medical bills, car insurance, and repairs.
Food and gas. It all comes out of the same pocket.
Experts say with the Trump administration's tariffs on steel, aluminum, and goods from China now in effect, prices could climb even higher. It comes as the cost of eggs soars 15% in just a month, driven in large part by the bird flu. Now, some states and businesses are taking action. In Nevada, the governor is expected to sign a bipartisan bill suspending laws demanding that only cage-free eggs be sold in the state. 14 other states have similar laws. And in Northford, Connecticut, a farmer is now renting chickens.
When they rent the chickens, we bring everything for them, from the little coop to the food, everything you need.
Well, it costs about $500 to rent two chickens for 6 months. Farmer Joe says they will provide up to 24 eggs per week.
This is where we are, people. This is where we are. Rent a chicken, okay? Get something that lays eggs in your house, put it in a cage, and enjoy your life. This is where we are. Did you think that this is where we would be? Did you think this was it when you voted for him? When you actually said he won't do any of that, did you think that he was going to do this? Did you think that we were going to be down to rent a chicken? Rent a chicken. $500, everybody. $500. What was it? A month? Is that what they said? $500? You could rent a chicken, and the guy will give you the chicken feed. He'll give you the coop. He'll give you everything you need. It's like, you remember those little, stupid little things you used to buy in the back of the comic books? And you'd put them in like an aquarium? Or is that, and all of a sudden it would grow? I mean, it was pre-chia, Pat. It was pre-chia-chia-chia-chia. It was, like these little seahorses. That would grow. I mean, this is kind of where we are now. You know, I almost feel like telling it, rent me. I'll lay you eggs. I don't even know. I don't have any yet. Do I have it? I don't know. Oh my God, I just cursed. It is so overwhelming. I can't even begin to explain to you. My back hurts. My back hurts from the heavy lifting of these papers, of just reading like an enormous amount of things going on and ruses and grifts and cheating and stealing. And I swear to God, I have a backache. I really, honestly, and I haven't even laid an egg yet. I haven't even tried to squoze an egg. But honestly, this is just so an amazing thing. So he's sitting in the Oval Office, the orange one is, and he's literally trying to convince us that inflation on his watch is not inflation on his watch, and that what we really need to tamp down the cost of things, you know, inflation, is tariffs on things. All things coming into this country, that will solve the problem. It will make prices go down in his warped pea brain. I mean, the guy, maybe he understands like how much money he has. Maybe he understands that, but he certainly doesn't understand monetary policy. That's a deficit that he has. He really doesn't get it. Because he's screaming to lower interest rates at a time when inflation ticked up so exponentially that every single person in this audience is making choices now between, it's 3%. It's 3% now. We were almost down to our goal of 2%, and then he became president and didn't have a plan again for bird flu, didn't have a plan again for housing, didn't have a plan. You know, he said day one, drill, baby, drill. He was going to do this energy thing. None of it happened. Absolutely none of it. Instead, they went straight to grifting, straight to firing everybody. Did you think that when he said that he was going to tamp down inflation on day one, that he was going to get groceries, you know, under control and housing under control and energy under control with his drill baby drill thing? Did you think that what he meant by that was he was going to fire the entire federal workforce? Even if you thought, you know, that there is a deep state... I feel so bad for you. But even if you felt that there was a deep state, did you think that meant firing everyone that worked on USAID? I mean, did you have a connection to that in your head? Because I didn't have a connection to that in my head when he was talking about deep staters. I didn't think it was going to be like Catholic charity, you know, volunteers who go to Sudan and Rwanda to give peanuts to, you know, starving children on the verge of death. I didn't think that was the deep state. Did you think that was the deep state? Like, is there anybody in this audience that is MAGA but honest that will tell me, oh, yeah, I thought that's what he meant. I thought he meant he was going to, you know, withhold HIV meds. I thought he meant that he was going to get rid of George W. Bush's HIV efforts around the globe. That's what I thought the deep state was. I'm sticking to it. That's what... Nobody thought that. Nobody did. This is nuts. This is cray cray. This is like so off the charts. This makes no sense to anybody unless you understand that they're stealing. Unless you understand. Now, I will tell you, Elon Musk is stealing. He is. He's stealing. You know what? He gets eight. Oh, this is crazy. Elon Musk, from his already pre-existing contracts, not conditions, his already pre-existing contracts with the United States government, makes, gird yourself, everybody, gird your loins, he makes $8 million a day, off of the U.S. government's contracts. Now, while he's doing all this gutting of us and everything that we thought made our lives slightly bearable, like free education and, you know, K through 12, which they're privatizing. Today was like the day. But anything that made our lives bearable, like SNAP benefits or Medicaid or even Medicare, if you're over, 65, or if you're a disabled person, Social Security, they're taking it. I couldn't say that with absolute certainty until just the last week, I'll say. And it's perfectly, patently obvious that there will be nothing left for us. Nothing. I mean, zero. Because Elon Musk has already gotten, now I played you yesterday this guy from Anduril who makes virtual reality weapons. He just got a $22 billion government contract, as the Republicans are talking about in their new budget that they voted out today. It's the House budget, and now it's also the Senate budget that we have to concern ourselves with, because the Senate voted out 11 to 10 out of the committee, the tax committee and the Senate. Now, of course, the House has to go first, and the House did go first. And when you look at this budget, when you look at what they're gutting and when you look at what they're prioritizing, they are going to put another $4.5 trillion on our charge card. Another $4.5 trillion on our backs in order to give tax cuts to the billionaires who already pay obscenely low tax bills, if they pay them at all. And so they have shrouded, Elon Musk and Donald Trump have shrouded themselves in this fantasy that what Elon's doing is looking for $2 to $4 trillion worth of savings in discretionary spending, which we've all gone over, doesn't exist. It's not there. You'd have to go into mandatory spending. You have to go into Medicare. You have to go into Medicaid. You have to go into Social Security if you're going to do that. And they're going to do that. Meanwhile, they're saying, okay, while we do that, we're going to put another $4.5 trillion on your back.